The GOP lawmakers are asking the governor to follow a proposed restriction that isn't law yet. A plan that's currently tied up in the Democratic Senate would bar the governor from using his veto pen to create new sentences by tying two or more other sentences together. That's a tactic Doyle used in the last budget to move $400 million out of transportation to help pay for public education. Tying the governor's hands when it comes to partial vetoes would ultimately need voters' approval. Merrill Republican author Don Frisky says he thinks they'll sign off if given the chance because Wisconsin's governors have too much power right now.
Well, I think there's a little apprehension in the legislature and in the community that the budget document that would be presented from conference committee and go to the governor once it passed both houses would be nothing more than a word puzzle.
Frisky says with that in mind, the governor should agree to put down his partial veto pen. He says it would probably speed up budget negotiations. That's not going to happen this time around. The governor says he'll use his veto as necessary. Doyle says it's amazing to him to watch legislators who still haven't agreed on a budget compromise tell him how to do his job as governor.
A legislature that is supposed to have a budget passed by July 1 and doesn't have a budget passed, trying to say what I should do, how I should use my veto is like, I guess that does meet the definition of chutzpah.
A conference committee that's debating the budget will meet again later today. Republican leaders on the panel have said they want pledges from Doyle that he won't veto agreed-upon compromises. Democratic lawmakers on that panel have said that would make an already late budget process move slower. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.